The Key to Sustainable Cities: Meeting Human Needs and Transforming Community Systems. Author: Gwendolyn Hall-Smith. All over the world, cities and towns are challenged with sudden and significant increases in population that tax their ability to meet the needs of residents. A great migration is underway. Some 20 million people move to cities every year, a human transmigration unprecedented in history. On the supply side, environmental conditions can change. Water that had been available can dry up. Political conditions can change. Understanding the flows of resources through the community system can help us understand the sustainability of the system as a whole, on the social, political, economic, and environmental levels. On the other side of the sustainability equation, the supply of resources that a community has to meet needs is influenced by the regeneration rate. Community capacity and sustainability. Community capacity is one of the most important elements of sustainable development because a community's capacity to satisfy needs is critical for current and future development. Community capacity has several characteristics. The capacities of each system are all made up of particular elements that satisfy particular needs. For simplicity, the word asset will be used to describe these individual need satisfiers. Economic capacity. The actors in the system are the individuals, the organizations, and the government. This cycle of transactions, known to economists as the circular flow, can produce a synergistic effect as the money flows through the system. Environmental capacity. For environmental goods and services, the capacity to meet the demands that are made has been described as the carrying capacity. If income is a lot less than expenditures, bankruptcy is the inevitable result. The system's transactions that erode or enhance the carrying capacity of a community are the exchanges of material goods and services among the different actors. If our exchange of goods and services exceeds the natural world's ability to provide them, then the community system is inherently unsustainable. Governance capacity. What are the signs that communities' capacity for meeting people's needs for power is adequate, or that they are inadequate? It helps to go back to the specific needs themselves. We need power for self-determination, for equity, for conflict resolution, and for access. The cycle of transactions that comes with any movement toward more equity can be traced through the three main community actors. Social capacity. Changes in work, family structure, age, suburban life, television, computers, and women's roles contribute to the reduced social contact we have in the 21st century. Many of these variables boil down to one very simple ingredient needed for social development: time. Celebrating assets and creating a vision. For the purposes of understanding how communities can change to be more sustainable, the community is defined as a system that is set in place to meet our needs. The first step in trying to develop a framework for effective sustainable development is to try to understand how all the needs in the community are met. It is a challenge to any leader to invite all citizens to participate and then listen to them. Another challenge for introducing positive change into complex systems is to engage all the actors in the building of trust. Free and empowered people self-organize into new kinds of order, engaging a diverse and representative group of people in the community change process at an early stage is very important. The asset inventory. The purpose of doing an asset inventory is to create a more comprehensive list of all the community assets. How dependent are communities on other countries or regions to satisfy local needs? Perhaps the community meets its needs for water by pumping it from another region, and it probably meets its needs for food by bringing in produce from all over the world. The community asset inventory will quickly reveal how interdependent it is with the rest of the world. If the community chooses to be more self-reliant, the asset inventory will offer insights on how this might be accomplished. A diversified employment base may provide a more economically secure community. The sustainability of the system. When the assessment of the ways in which a community meets its needs is complete, it is helpful to do an evaluation of how sustainable the community systems are. An alternative method for evaluating the sustainability of the community systems can begin by ranking assets by the level of impact they have. When the community maps the system's components and discovers they can meet their needs with less impact, they may shift some of their behavior from high impact to low impact. An activity would have high impact if 1. Produces waste that's recycled into something else, 2. Draws resources from other regions to provide for the needs of an urban area, 3. Uses non-renewable resources, 4. Uses renewable resources at a rate that is higher than the natural regeneration rate, 5. Produces pollutants at a higher rate than the environment has the capacity to assimilate, 6. works through institutions that erode the capacity of the community to care for its members. 7. Relies on power structures. 8. Causes unnecessary conflict. 9. Produces benefits and burdens that are not shared equitably by all the people involved. After a comprehensive list of assets, needs, and need satisfiers made and ranked their sustainability and impact, it is helpful to identify gaps where needs aren't being met adequately, or at all. The Vision Quest. In the absence of a vision, a community is likely to muddle along with business as usual. A visioning process can be inspirational and liberating for a community. The value of a vision emerges when the community creates a common understanding of its direction and goals. The future-oriented aspect of the visioning process brings our imaginations to bear on the direction we want the community to take. Outlining action for change. The action plan. The action plan can take many forms, but at a minimum, it should describe 1. The needs and assets that were identified in the beginning with the needs assessment, asset identification, and visioning. 2. The goals and objectives of the action plan. 3. The public participation process that will be undertaken. 4. The criteria that the community has developed for making decisions. 5. The resources. 6. The key actors. 7. The activities that people using resources will undertake to meet the objectives. 8. The short-term and long-term results that are expected. 9. The specific implementation strategies that will be used. 10. Efforts that are planned to institutionalize the strategies. 11. Indicators that people have selected to monitor progress. 12. The evaluation plan for the project. Goals and objectives are important when it's time to develop a step-by-step plan for taking action. The process of defining goals and objectives can devolve into the linear process of the old strategic planning paradigm if the other factors listed above don't play a role. Success. Sustainable communities. Ultimately, the success of efforts to improve sustainability in communities will be evaluated based on whether or not all the human needs are being satisfied in the community. It is important to recognize that the satisfaction of needs must be considered as a whole package. By beginning the process of sustainability planning with a comprehensive needs assessment, a community can lay the groundwork for ongoing monitoring and evaluation of all the ways human needs are being satisfied locally.